since you've worked so much with meta practice, is there a brief meta practice that you might introduce for us to give us an experiential flavor?
Sure. No problem. It would make me happy. The idea behind metta is not that we're trying to force a feeling or fabricate anything, but we're going to use our attention differently. And it's like I said before, if we're looking at ourselves instead of going through the litany of our faults one more time, we're going to just see what happens if we wish ourselves well. If we're thinking about somebody else instead of kind of half ignoring them or whatever, we're going to do that same thing. So it's a practice of gift giving or offering. And we do that through the silent repetition of certain phrases. I'll offer some phrases. You can, in the end, make up your own. And many of you may have a metta practice and want to use those phrases. It's fine. It's just three or four phrases we repeat over and over again. Just gather all your attention behind one phrase at a time. And this is really important. Your attention will wander. You'll get lost in thought or you'll fall asleep. It's okay, truly. The important point is that when you realize that, you practice letting go and you come back. Okay, so it is a practice of recovery, of starting over all the time. And that's fine. So you can sit comfortably, close your eyes or not, however you feel most at ease. The first recipient of loving kindness classically is ourselves. And so I use phrases like, may I be safe? Be happy, be healthy, live with ease. Live with ease means in the things of day-to-day life, livelihood, family, may it not be such a struggle. May I live with ease, may I be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. And see if you can call to mind someone who, when you think of them, you smile. It's like an embodiment of love for you. It could be an adult, could be a child, could be a pet. Is there someone who just has you smile? And if so, you can bring them here, get an image of them, say their name to yourself, get a feeling for their presence, and offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. May you be safe. Be happy, be healthy, live with ease. And if the words don't seem perfect, that's okay. They're carrying the heart's energy, so they're serving us. May you be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. and someone you know who's having a difficult time right now, who's struggling, bring them here and offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. And then all beings everywhere, all people, all creatures, all those in existence, near and far, known and unknown, may all beings be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And, as validation of our theme here, you know, doing an interview, there's a bit of constriction around. I want to make sure to get the right topics and draw you out and all that. And it's so easy to see that kind of melting in a kind of expansion that happens with loving kindness practice. So thank you so much for sharing all of your wisdom throughout and compassion throughout this our time together, and for all of your work. Again, if people wanted to learn more about your work, have access to more teachings, what's the best, how would you direct them?
Probably to my website, which is simply sharonsalzberg.com.
Excellent. And thank you so much for being with us and for sharing your time with us today.
It's a great delight. Thank you.